My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What a nightmare the scheduled 8-day trip to space has turned into for the Boeing Starliner astronauts, one of which is from Newton, Sunny Williams. She's from Newton. Needham. And so they were going to go rescue them with a SpaceX rocket, which they have to launch, I think, next week or the week after, if it's going to get there by February. And then SpaceX did some sort of a test launch, and then they shut the transmission off before the thing crashed because the test launch didn't work. So now they're sitting up there. Like, first of all, if it were me, I don't want Boeing involved at all.
Right.
In getting me out of there. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure I want SpaceX involved if they can't launch a test rocket and have the test rocket work. So the two of them are stuck up there, and they were supposed to be there for 8 days. They're going to be there at least till February, maybe longer.
Mm. Well, they don't know what's going on with Boeing, so they probably don't have television.
Talk about earning flex time. What? Like, are they getting comp days, Shime, for all of the extra 6 months in space?
Jesus.
I would assume. It's zero work-life balance while you're up there working on the space station.
Yeah, probably not a whole lot of work-life balance. Yeah.
The mom of one of them spoke on the news and was basically saying, you know, her daughter's in good spirits.
Yeah.
Like, she loves being in space.
Really?
I mean,
with no return date?
Well, and also the food situation. Like, that's where my mind goes.
Yeah, I think they have unlimited options on the space station.
Aren't you unable to drink liquids in space?
I don't know anything about that. Oh. I have no idea. I have never been to space, nor have I done much reading into it. So, I think you can. Why would you say you can't drink liquids?
Well, maybe like closed bottle liquids, but like, wouldn't it just like float out of a glass? And that, I don't know how gravity works, Craig. I'm gonna be honest.
I'm not a physicist. NASA at some point over the last 70 years has created some sort of a vessel that you can drink from in space. Like,
is there like a space bubbler that you have to go up to and you have to stick like the hose in your mouth in order to get the water?
I would assume that they probably have some sort of a cup that has a cap on it, and you can just drink from the straw, and gravity will assist you, I would assume.
A bunch of those those water bottles, what you just flip the top off and you suck out of them rather than, you know.
Right.
Yeah, so it's just a bunch of water. I mean, it's not like they have
so
water.
Shime has a good point.
Sippy cups?
If you Google it, before you needed to suck on a tube or nozzle that was attached to a fluid-filled pouch.
Told ya.
But thanks to Americans, crew members are now able to drink beverages from a cup.
Oh,
Oh, interesting.
Excellent.
Yep.
Ew.
Shout out to the Americans.
Does that mean I could get a NASA-themed Stanley, y'all?
That would be cool.
You have 5,000 Stanleys. Do you think you need another one? Every week, you get a new Stanley.
Lauren literally came home from the store yesterday. She's like, look what I got, another Stanley.
Why?
I don't
know. How many does she have?
We have, I think we have 9 of them at the house.
How many can you use at once?
One. I have one. I use the same one every day, too. It's not like you need multiple.
Why are you spending? How much are they?
They're pricey.
Like $50, yeah. Right?
At least. Like, why are these people spending a life savings on Stanleys?
So keep you out of cold.
Got to have different colors, Greg. Got to have a good variety.
Yeah, I just do a white one because it matches everything. But they're, like, there was a Love Shack fancy one.
Whoa. You match your Stanley to your outfit?
A lot of people do.
Oh,
really?
But that's why mine's just neutral. Goes with everything.
There's not a lot of people who do that. I really,
Greg, you would be surprised. Young Tom is in here nodding his head.
What? Young Tom, who's filling in for the man on the come up, Jackson, who is producing the afternoon show today.
Is that correct?
All right.
Speaking of the come up.
Big Jack.
That's a big jump.
Guy goes from interning with me at WAAF 20 years ago to call screening. To perhaps auditioning to be on the afternoon show producer, man on the come up.
Keep plugging away,
big day.
What are you talking about? Grab a microphone. You get a Stanley to match your outfit?
I do not use a Stanley, Mr. Hill. I want to make that very, very clear.
Okay.
But no, it's a very popular thing for college age girls. They have multiple different color Stanleys to go with a different outfit. So I have a friend who has a pink Stanley to go with. She wears like a pink hoodie, or a lime green one to go with her green hoodie, or a white one like Coco if you need one that's more neutral.
Yep. I see. Huh? Okay. All right.
I can see that.
Tom and I on the same page.
That's the youngest.
And a lot of brands are buying into it. They're doing, you know, there's a Barbie themed Stanley coming out. Love Shack Fancy is doing one, or did one.
I'm surprised. So. I guarantee you, next step for them, Stanley, I said it here, so it's my idea. I want a little kickback when you do it, is they make them like lunchboxes. Where they, you know how, you don't remember the lunchbox?
No,
where
I
there's different things. Well, there'll be a Marvel.
Charles in Charge lunchbox.
There'll be a Marvel one.
Yeah, they're kind of already doing that.
They got a Marvel one?
Not a Marvel yet.
See,
I don't
that's my idea. They ain't doing it yet. Yeah. DC, all types of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Taylor Swift.
Here's a text for you, Courtney.
Yes.
On the Subaru of New England text line, which says, imagine the nip picks you could slip from space.
Oh.
Imagine.
And gravity would just keep them at my chin, right?
It would always be perking.
Like, they would just be
perks
up there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's a good place for nudes.
Spacicles will be at attention.
Every time I tried to go over the case of Sandra Birchmore with my dad yesterday, he kept bringing it back to the conversations we've had on this show how I've learned my lesson with any type of bathtub photos or videos.
Yeah, a lot of questions. I had at dinner last night. A lot of questions about that. A lot of questions about why you were posting a bathtub reel in the first place. About how you happened to go 3 hours when people were DMing you without taking said bube reel down. A lot of questions.
She said it yesterday.
I know. But
she was thirst trapping.
Not for the boob. I did not want the boob out there.
No, right. But you wanted people to, you know, you wanted people to be aroused of you in the tub.
I don't think about aroused, but it's a reel that shows my weekend. I take a bubble bath maybe every single day.
Courtney,
part of my weekend.
What's the purpose of putting doing the video?
My legs looked good in the video.
But you wanted it.
Yeah.
You wanted to arouse guys.
Yeah, well.
I mean, nothing wrong with that.
I don't like arouse guys is not how I'd put it.
Well, I mean, you wanted guys to look and be like, ooh, and let their minds wander.
She's like the Red Sox, Wiggy.
Come on, man.
I don't think she's trying to arouse
men. No, but you know.
I know, but you keep using these words.
But like, that's the purpose of, why does a woman put up a sexy picture?
Let me tell you. Do you want to know?
Yes,
please. I hate to say this because then people are going to text in and go, oh, you're such a sexist. Do you want to know why she did it and why every woman does virtually everything that they do in their life?
Okay, please.
Do you want
a
secret on that?
Yes, I'd like it.
It starts with the letter A. It's called attention.
Yep.
That is exactly why they do it.
Yeah.
That's why they do everything that they do so they can get attention.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm fine with it.
And I will now that I'm married, I would say a lot of the attention I am looking for, was there just an alarm?
I didn't hear anything.
Nope. You're going crazy.
Sorry.
Please focus.
Whoa. It's more for female attention. Like, my outfits, I dress for the female eye, not for the male eye.
Interesting.
Not for the male gaze.
You want the attention of other women.
Like, I want a Gen Z girl to say, wow, your outfit's awesome.
Compliments from women might be the most flattering thing, I think, for both sexes, like, on the planet.
Yeah.
What?
Then you must feel really good, because I compliment you at least once a day.
Yes, and I appreciate you for it. Yeah. Thank you.
What do you mean?
When a woman compliments how you dress or how you look, it is like, it doesn't, even if it's, they're not your woman, it's just a woman that you know or meet.
Okay.
Ego like, inflation are, times
are,
a thousand.
Are we to believe that now the new shine, as you refer to yourself around here, is getting stopped on the street and complimented by women all the time?
No, I'm just saying when it does happen, like, you know, if you're out or whatever, and you, like, if somebody says, like, it's just it's a confidence booster times a thousand.
Uh-huh.
You said it started with the letter A, right?
Yes.
And what also starts with the letter A, after the guy goes and gives his attention, he then gets aroused. So, I mean, could we stop it and just be honest? Like, hey, I like to put up sexy pictures so guys can maybe have a little thought in their mind of like, damn,
all right,
how sexy am I?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, those,
it's all good, baby.
Those two poor astronauts are stuck in space.
All right.
And thoughts and prayers. We're going to get to They Said It at 7, and then Jelani Tavai will join us on a Patriots Thursday at 7:30. But right now, this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promise lands
to show you everyone.
Great one, Sean. That is The Zombies and Time of the Season. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Greg. It's almost football season, so I'm very excited, if you couldn't tell. That's my season for loving. But today, we were just actually talking about confidence and positivity. Well, I wanted to share a message from tennis player Francis Tiafoe. He was speaking to the media and was asked about, there was a situation with another tennis player, Caroline Garcia, who received a lot of hateful messages after losing a match, some of which involved unaliving themselves and hoping her mother passed away and things of that nature, because people are sometimes horrible and awful. Well, Francis Tiafoe had this to say about dealing with negativity, and I think it's something that we as a people should consider on an everyday basis.
But I think the biggest thing, what I would definitely like to tell, you know, players and, you know, my other colleagues, men, women, like, these people, like, they're gonna follow your life regardless. Like, you know, like, so, like, don't hang your head so low, like, on these things. Like, they're following your life. Like, you don't care about anything that they do. Like, they're gonna continue to follow your life. You know, you, like, you're the prize, you're the important person. So be more upset about, like, you know, the loss or tough time you're actually going to, and don't let your mood get even worse from people you don't know or care about.
Like, count at 416, if you were wondering. does he mean actually or like? But okay, a nice piece of advice.
Yeah, you know, it's just, you know, sometimes I've seen Courtney have to deal with the trolls in the Twitch chat on the text line. Uh-huh. And so, you know, don't worry about them. Let the negative people be negative. Just live your life.
Thank you, Shime.
You're welcome.
I like that. A little positivity for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, trying to spice it up a little bit.
Like
be a little positive today.
Motivational way to start your morning.
Absolutely.
I like, what, you don't like it, Wiggy?
No, I like it a lot. I mean, you know, we all have those days where we're like, damn, we're looking for a lead and let's figure out, you know what, hey, it's a little positive. I mean, if I would have did that, it'd be
you
like,
should do what Wiggy does and just do your 10th Patriots or Red Sox lead.
That's just repeat a lead I did a week ago.
I mean, if I would have done that, the guys would have been like, well,
I don't know what the Bruins are doing with Jeremy's reign.
I mean, like it.
Yeah. All right, I got a positive lead today.
Yeah, we could all use some positivity.
I mean, why don't you let negativity bother you anyway?
I don't anyway. My first 2 years, I did.
My mother said this, if people are not hating on you.
Why did this become a me thing?
No, I'm just saying in general.
Yeah.
Not, I'm just talking to you. We're looking at
it.
If people are not hating on you, then that means you haven't done anything in life.
Yeah.
If you're doing something in life, people are going to hate on you. They're going to be jealous. They're going to be envious because of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Don't let it bother you. I mean, it's par for the course.
Yeah. It's nice to start the morning with positivity.
It is.
It's just the way it is, man.
It's like, honestly, my guy Tom calling me Mr. Hill. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet that got you ready to go for
it. I might institute that as a policy on the show going forward with everybody.
You prefer that over chairman?
I don't mind chairman. I like chairman. When Jackson calls me chairman, I like chairman.
Mr. Hill, I like it.
He does that as an homage to Charlie Jacobs.
I talk to chairman every day.
I like how he calls me chairman, but I would take Mr. Hill also.
All right, Mr. Hill, you got it.
Whatever anybody prefers. Thank you, Tom. Obviously, your parents taught you well.
Good job,
Courtney,
Tom.
Your lead this morning? Yeah, we have time. Yes, your lead this morning?
Yeah, mine is just a question to Wiggy because I saw this come across my desk yesterday and it shocked me. In West Virginia, an eighth grade football player, Cohen Craddock, died after suffering a head injury in practice. It's a terrible story. And when I saw that, I thought it was a one-off for the summer. Turns out it's not. He's the second football player that died this month that involved a head injury. He's the seventh football player to die this month. The other five football players seemed like it was some type of heat-related incident, heat stroke.
Yeah.
I just, because I'm somebody, I hope to have children one day. If I'm lucky enough to have a son, football is something I would hope my son would be interested in, and because I think the team aspect is great for kids. But how do you change this? Because you see seven players in a month. That, to me, seems astronomical. That seems like something is just, we're not taking care of the youth players enough. Mm-hmm. But this was a scary story to me, and I don't know if you saw it.
I saw that, and I think it was a quarterback, and I want to say high school in Alabama or Texas, who was the other kid that died from getting hit. And the other ones, like you said, were some type of
heat stroke.
But there's nothing you could do. And when it comes to that, you just got to, you know, it's part of the game in the sense of, like, kids are going to get hit. You just got to educate them and teach them right and make sure they're hitting in the right way where they don't have their head down. They're able to see what they're hitting, trying to get their head out of there as much as possible. The heat stroke one, I mean, that's, you know, you see there was a guy in a soccer player who just died somewhere recently on the field. Who knows what that's from? But the heat stroke one, you just got to make sure as a coach you're giving these kids, you know, water breaks, taking the time. If it's too hot, you know, nowadays you might have to get them off the turf and get them onto the grass. So it's just part of the game, Courtney.
When it comes to you and having a son at some point, unfortunately, there are all kinds of risks that he and you are going to have to under. I mean, you're probably more likely as a young driver to be injured or to die in an auto accident than you are playing football.
Of course. So, I just, this number to me, 7 in a month, was shocking. Yeah. And to me, I've never seen a story like that, you know, the last couple of Augusts.
Right, but I think the biggest thing to do, it's similar to kind of what we were talking about. If you focus so much on the negative stuff, and I granted, I get it's a story out there, but if you allow that to consume you, then you start to live your life like, oh, I can't do this. You know, both of my kids play college football. I knock on wood every day. I pray every day. It's in the hands of the Lord that they go out there and they walk off. They walk off the field the same way they walked on. So
also, Sean wants to weigh in, Courtney. Zero concussions suffered in Fortnite. Zero. So if you want to go that direction, you can.
A few
go
broken
direction.
Controllers, but no concussions.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
I just thought it was interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Very interesting. Excellent lead.
Good job, Courtney.
All right. We will get to Wiggy's lead and to my lead. My lead, I'm taking credit for these last two Red Sox wins.
Okay.
Ooh.
Especially with the performance of Tristan Casas.
All right.
He will tell you why.
All right.
Get to Wiggy's lead and my lead next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.